An earthly life of a Christian begins at the time of his or her baptism. And it begins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And an earthly life of a Christian ends with the prayer at the funeral mass. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, go forth, O precious soul, into the bosom of God. And in between birth and death, every important event of a person, whether it is a wedding, a marriage, whether it is an ordination, it all happens in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Well and truly, we are surrounded by, within us, in our community, in every prayer, everything begins, even the Mass, any celebration, any liturgical celebration begins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And the perfect response to is, Amen, which is, let it be like that. Amen. What else can we say? What else can we say? And we are celebrating that beautiful Trinitarian God, the worshipping Him. Now, it can be asked, there was never used to be a monotheistic understanding before Jewish religion. Millions of years ago, there was all gods and goddesses. Even goddesses used to have affairs with human person. The human person got scared of different reality. He or she made them god or goddesses. There was a god of sex, god of joy, god of pain, god of death, god of grief, god of birth. So many goddesses. Goddesses used with different human people. And if there is a human, if she is good looking or he is good looking, goddesses, God used to be filling love with the human people. And then when came into Jewish understanding, we have a monotheistic understanding of God. God, Yahweh, unutterable name. His name can't be spoken. Unutterable truth. Indescribable persona. But after the resurrection, the followers of Jesus got confused. They did not worship Him as Yahweh. Interestingly, the Jewish people, the disciples who got the Jewish background, they did not worship Jesus as Yahweh. But rather, they did worship the Father. But for them, Jesus was still God, but different. And then the disciples, the Christian community, grow into the understanding of there is something between the Father and the Son. There is an energy. I sound a bit new agey stuff. No energy. There is this spirit of love. And they started to worship that. Now, Candela Massa, beautiful spiritual writer, he would say, how can we understand this one God but in three persons? And we have to look at Jesus' answer. Jesus says, God is love. That is the only answer to what is Trinitarian God. God is love. That is, Jesus says, through John, first letter of John, chapter 4, it says, God is love. And if God is love, love has to be expressed. Love has to have an object. So billions of billions of years ago, when nothing was born, nothing was created, no universe, nothing on this world, complete void, whom do you think God loved? Because love has to be to something. I love this. I love Jesus. I love coffee. I love football. I love cricket. I love this and that. We say different objects. There is always an object, a receiving end to our love. But when we say God is love from the very beginning, how can he be love when there was nothing to love? And that is why the writer Cantalamessa says, in God, there was this communion. That is why Jesus says, there was always this harmony, this relationship, the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit. And the understanding of church, if I give you a bit of catechism, in the Nicene Council, AD 325, church formally formulated the faith creedal, which says like this: God is one in three persons. The actual Greek translation will be, I don't understand, hope you don't understand too. God is the one substance in three subsistence. In other words, God is one in three persons. God is one in three persons. And far more, what we need to grasp hold of, or I encourage you to invite you along with me to grasp hold that fact, God is love, and in God there is a perfect relationship. Father, Son. Father loves the Son. So Father's object of love is the Son. And the love between this Father and the Son is the Holy Spirit, symbol catechism. And we are encouraged, we are invited every time into this love triangle in God. That is why we can be loved, we can be accepted, we can participate in this God's life. In other words, this God becomes so dynamic in our life. This God becomes so overpowering in our life. So intimate with us, because He Himself is intimacy. He Himself experienced love. He Himself experienced sympathy, compassion. Because the Father loves the Son, Son loves the Father. And there is a whole love triangle story. But then there is a responsibility comes. Last week, we had a beautiful Pentecost celebration. And I was talking about Holy Spirit, Comforter, Helper, Advocate. But when this triangular love relationship of God comes to us, when He invites us into His love, there is a responsibility comes with it. Look at the Son, the perfect obedience of the Son. Look at the Holy Spirit, the perfect obedience of the Holy Spirit to the Father. And the Father reaches to us with His Son and Holy Spirit in complete love. Matthew Wellspring has done it beautifully. The Father's hand giving us the cross, and then the Holy Spirit comes out of the open wounded side of Jesus. Beautiful love story to us. Now we are called in to participate in this mystery. That is our responsibility. Let me explain this with a term by Pope Paul VI. He speaks about sober intoxication of the spirit. There is a Latin word, laeti bibamus profusiona spiritus. It says sober intoxication of the Holy Spirit. Now, how can you be sober and intoxicated? How can you be sober and intoxicated? It is impossible. In other words, you are so powerful, but this power is contained in something. It is controlled. Sober intoxication, that is the Holy Spirit. Sometimes when we come to charismatic renewal, and because of this, charismatic renewal has been criticized a lot. Among priests, by priests, among laity and by hierarchy as well. Why? Sometimes when we look at the Holy Spirit, we only think about healing ministry, prophecy, working miracles, wonders, changing mountains, shifting, filling valleys, all these things. Of course, they all happen. Those who believe, all these signs will follow. Jesus said, Word of God promises. But there is also sober intoxication. Intoxication means I am filled with Holy Spirit, that I have the power. When sober means, in Greek, St. Paul uses the word sobriety. Along in Galatians chapter 5 verse 25, he says, the fruit of the Spirit are love, peace, patience, kindness, joy, and then self-control. And sobriety is a word that is very much used in Pauline letters along with self-control. In other words, Paul the Sixth saying is that sober intoxication. There is a power comes to us through the Holy Spirit. At the same time, we are called into a way of life. Sometimes when we come to charismatic renewal, we totally forget it. I got the healing power. Now I can do whatever outside of the church. When I come to the church, come, I will pray over you. You be healed. I can swear outside of the church. When I come, but the Holy Spirit is sober intoxication. There is a power. He comes to us. He gives us the power to preach. And he invites us to live what we preach in my life. He invites us to work miracles and wonders as Christians in the name of Christ. But at the same time, he invites us to participate in the Trinitarian love and responsibilities. And it is hard. And that is why Paul says, suffering is tested through our perseverance. And perseverance shows that we have hope. And hope shows that we have a character. And character comes through love. Our character is love. From the beginning, from Old Testament, my beloved is mine and my banner over my head is love. John chapter 13 in the New Testament, by your love, others will know that you are my disciples. Acts chapter 4, seeing how they love each other, people get attracted to Christian. It has always been love that is our banner. Not power, not intimidation, not manipulation. And that is exactly why the new Pope said, get into the street and be my witnesses. Share with them how much we are loved by Christ. There is a way of life that we need to embrace, which involves self-control. Whether it is in our marriage, in our priesthood, in our single life, there is no double life. We can come here and worship, go out, whatever we want to do. It's my life, I decide. Can't we do that? No. Jesus invites us to a way of life, a way of cross, a character that has to be proved by our suffering and perseverance. We can do all this because the love of God has been poured in a bucket into our hearts from the cross. And that is the driving force. But it comes with a cost that we are called to live. Of course, Holy Spirit, Spirit of love, 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 3, the Spirit is the Spirit of love, Spirit of power, and then comes Paul, Spirit of self-control. If you live by the Spirit, you will be guided by the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5, verse 26. Romans chapter 8, those who live by the flesh will live like a people with licentious debauchery, drunkenness, fornication, jealousy, pride, violence. Then see, if you live by the Spirit, these will be your fruits. Love, patience, kindness, joy, understanding. First letter, chapter 13. If I can preach, I will be a clang and a gong and whatever it is. But if I don't have love, what is the use of my preaching? I'll tell you a simple story. One day I had we had a Divine Mercy. I think I must have told you. Divine Mercy Relic Exposition. And the Divine Mercy Relic was coming from Sydney. And it was supposed to start, I was getting excited. This is the first thing ever happens in the mission center. New director, this is the first thing. Let's start with the big bang. Let's invite the people, get attracted, Let's have this place as an evangelization place. Anyway, the relic was supposed to arrive at 12 o'clock. It didn't arrive at lunchtime. Getting nervous, We started 3 o'clock, relic can come. 1 o'clock, didn't come. 2, didn't come. 3, didn't come. People are all here. Father can start at Mass. He started to preach and he loved to preach and he half an hour, 45 minutes. 4:30, the relic didn't come. And I am getting really, really nervous. What can I do? It was stress of my life. I was texting my best friend, if you have God's number, please text it to me. I want to yell at him. You know, I was so angry. Lord, this is the first time. I'm an young priest. Give me encouragement, no disencouragement. You know, I was just praying to him. I was so embarrassed to look at people. I was hiding in the sacristy because everyone is asking me, where is the relic? Where is the relic? And I'm just so embarrassed. And I just went to the airport. I'm sitting there. The lady arrived 20 to 5, supposed to arrive at 2:30. 20 to 5, she arrived. Everyone was so patient, but I was really, it's not divine mercy. This is divine cruelty, God. I said to them. Anyway, I accompanied divine mercy, having all sorts of grudges in my heart all the way here. And that night, I had to do the vigil mass as well. So there was so much going on. I didn't prepare a homily. All this thing going on. I did vigil mass. I was a bit grumpy. The next morning, I'm going to Brisbane to give a retreat. I put all my clothes in the morning in the washing machine. Because of the divine mercy stress, I didn't go to presbytery and do anything getting ready for Brisbane. So I was totally a mess, so stressed, and I'm like, this is not good. And when I went home, there is his father, Jeffrey, cooking a beautiful curry. And I said, and then I looked at him. In the morning, he took all my clothes put it in the drying line. He took out all my whites and brown. He ironed it. All my clothes are ironed and kept. A beautiful curry, in Australian standard. A beautiful curry and rice he prepared. And he told me, Bonnie, come. All your clothes are here. Eat and tell me, how was your day? And that is love for me. That was love for me from a brother. Of course, we can preach about love. But when we see concretely that is really love. That is when Christ becomes flesh in our life. That is when this body we receive started to creep out of us. Jesus coming out of our hands and our face and our eyes. That is when we become real, true community. And that is when people tell us, see how much they love each other. And that is why it is a sober intoxication. We have the spirit of love, spirit of power, spirit of self-control. Are we prepared to live? And are we prepared to participate into this mystery? Father's hand, which is love, and the spirit of power, but Son's obedience on the cross. Are we ready? Can we? Of course we can. Because we share and bear the burden each other. We are Christians. We have immense amount of love being poured into our hearts through our baptism, confirmation, and every Eucharist we receive. Immense amount of love poured into our hearts. And we know that we are never alone. Are we ready to participate in this mystery? Am I ready to love? Am I ready to be humble? Am I ready to be a servant? Am I ready to evangelize? St. Peter says in first letter, should be accountable to the hope that is given to us. Have I ever told a person about my joy? Have I ever put out my hand to help others? Love is expressed in practical terms. And that is the celebration of Trinity. You and me, in whichever way, whether it is priest, religious, married person, single people, whichever we serve, public service, private service, whichever we serve, let us call us forth and remind us that we have been given a spirit of love, a spirit of power, and a spirit of self-control. And at this Mass, when we receive Jesus, either on our tongue, when we receive Jesus on the throne of our hand, let that flesh and blood come into our heart. and let it slowly penetrate us and comes out of us in love, practical love through in charity. And let us strive for that at this Mass. Amen.